This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. President-elect Joe Biden spent the Thanksgiving holiday in the small seaside town of Rehoboth, Delaware, where he and his wife Jill have a vacation home. The president-elect, appearing with his wife in a video message posted to his Twitter account on Thanksgiving, said his family typically holds a large gathering on the island of Nantucket off Massachusetts, but would remain in Delaware this year. Biden said that Americans were making a shared sacrifice for the whole country and a statement of common purpose by staying at home with their immediate families. The president-elect acknowledged that this Thanksgiving was not like many had hoped, but called staying home for the holiday a gift to our fellow Americans and promised better days are coming. President Donald Trump answered reporters' questions for the first time since the election and held on to unproven and baseless theories that there was massive fraud and that's why he lost. We get more from AP's Jennifer King.
President Trump spoke to reporters at the White House after a Thanksgiving conversation with U.S. military members overseas.
How is Kuwait doing?
Trump renewed claims that fraud and crooked local officials in battleground states led to his election defeat.
It's going to be a very hard thing to concede, because we know there was massive fraud.
He says he's going to Georgia on December 5th for a rally to boost two Republican candidates facing runoff elections that will determine control of the Senate.
Maybe I'll go twice. It's very important that we win those races.
Trump told reporters he will leave the White House if the Electoral College votes in Joe Biden by the December deadline.
Certainly I will, and you know that. But I think that there will be a lot of things happening between now and the 20th.
Trump wouldn't say what his plans were for the inauguration. Jennifer King, Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.